Ross Perot had a big impact on North Texas, but he also left a lasting legacy on the national political landscape. NPR's senior editor Ron Elving was a political reporter when Perot made his independent bid for president in 1992. Ron, thanks for being with me.
My pleasure to be with you.
Listen, what was going on in America in 1992 that set the stage for Ross Perot?
There was a recession that had struck the country late in 1991 and surprised a lot of people because things had been going pretty well for President George H.W. Bush, Texan. And then this recession happened, and it wasn't a long one or a deep one, but it disillusioned a lot of people, and there was a lot of dissatisfaction with the party system. So there was an opportunity there for a third party or an independent candidate, and Ross Perot seized that opportunity.
How well-known was he at the time?
Very well-known in government computing circles because EDS, his company, the company he founded, had been the company that got the government contract to computerize Medicare. And so by 1984, he was able to sell EDS to General Motors for something like $2 billion. At the same time, he got increasingly interested in public affairs. The issue of Vietnam prisoners of war and whether or not there still were Americans waiting in the jungle to be rescued in Vietnam, that was a big one for him. Also, he was a big opponent in the early 1990s of the North American Free Trade Agreement. And he was a world-class, all-time champion salesman.
Still, was he seen at the beginning as more celebrity than serious candidate?
He was a curious kind of celebrity. He could be easily parodied. Saturday Night Live basically built a season around him, having him played by a very small actor. That was no bar, however, to Ross Perot being taken seriously, whether it was the money, whether it was the salesmanship, whether he was tapping into the right ideas. I suspect he was also filling a vacuum. Rural Americans, older Americans, people who felt disaffected from the parties, primarily people who considered themselves to be something in the middle.
Did he catch on over time, or was there a specific moment in which things turned around?
Probably the big event was his interview with Larry King on CNN in February of 1992. There was a moment there where people thought, is this the way you declare you're going to be a presidential candidate?
You're saying groups all across America can now in New York, Illinois, California start forming independent groups to get you on the ballot as an independent, and you would then, if this occurred in 50 states with enough people, you'd throw the hat.
I am not encouraging people to do this, but
if
the push
did.
Has come from them. So as Lech Walesa said, words are plentiful, but deeds are precious.
And the truth was, it hadn't been the way that it was done in the past, but it became the way that you were supposed to proceed. After that, it became much more of a media campaign.
Ross Perot was probably, I guess you could say, the most viable independent candidate of the last century, nearly 20 million votes or 19% of the total. Do you think he cost George H.W. Bush re-election in 1992?
He had been in the election mix, in the political conversation, for nearly a year, always beating up on George H.W. Bush. Yes, he had some cruel things to say about Bill Clinton and about Arkansas, but he was mostly directing his fire at Bush, and everyone knew that's why he got in the first place. So I think he damaged George H.W. Bush over the course of that whole campaign year. So given all those factors, I lean toward the side that says Ross Perot cost George H.W. Bush his momentum to a large degree, confused the race, made it possible for people to look to a conservative who was not a Republican.
So given all that you've said, do you see parallels between Perot's rise and that of Donald Trump?
It's an irresistible comparison. Among other things, you have the issue of NAFTA. You have the issue of jobs moving to Mexico. You have Ross Perot's very strong predilection for a definition of the U.S. military that really has its roots in the past. His lasting impact is that if you are independently wealthy, if you have a message, and if you come across well in the media of your day, and in his day it was cable news, you can go a great distance, and possibly, as Donald Trump has demonstrated, you might be able to go all the way.
NPR's Ron Elving, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Sam.